The following is a duplicate of tape one, side one, of an interview with Ida Fong, conducted for the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project.
Project jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California, June 28, 1980. First interview with Ida Fong at her gift shop in Chinatown. Okay, Mrs. Fong, can you tell me your parents' place of origin?
That's in St. Clair. That's from the Zhongshan village.
And how about your father's profession?
He run export and import little shop in San Francisco.
Oh, was he? He came from China.
China.
Right?
Uh huh. He's well known because he's Kuomintang, the leader.
Oh.
So he's very popular in San Francisco. And we have and he's working at the newspaper too at the same time.
Which newspaper?
Xiaonian Zhongguo Shenbo.
Excuse me.
My mommy is 92 years old, say, in Los Angeles.
Her mother
is
I see. Her mother is from Zhongshan. Where are you born? I was born in San
Francisco. Oh, what year? Huh? What year?
1912. Okay. And how many sisters
do you have? I have a big sister, that's all.
That's all?
Uh-huh.
And just the two of you? I see. Okay.
We learn Thoi San Hua. I know how to speak Thoi San Hua. Yeah, because I mingle with the people. I go to church and they speak English. Mm-hmm. No, and they speak Thoi San Hua.
Mm-hmm.
So I can speak Thoi San Hua. This is.
But at home, they have gone silent.
Went to Commodore Stockton. That's on in San Francisco. We go to Commodore Stockton. We go to
Commodore
School, Junior High School.
Uh-huh.
And then we get going to Girls High.
Commodore Stockton is the name of the elementary school in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
They have
still
San Francisco have Chinatown too.
Uh-huh.
Okay. From Francisco Junior High.
Uh-huh.
What else?
Then Girls High.
Girls High, I see. When did you come to Los Angeles?
I'm 26. I don't remember the year.
Okay, yeah, that's 1938.
Mm-hmm. 26
plus
2. No, not 38.
1935. I see. Why did you come to LA? I didn't see.
Oh, because my sister have a store here. My father passed away, so she tells us to come here, and then I come with my husband at the same time.
Did you go to college?
No.
And you were working in San Francisco for the season before you came to LA?
That's depression time.
Oh, yeah.
There's no job. So I didn't finish high school.
Uh-huh.
So then I got married. After we got married, we opened a little booth in Chinatown. That's 40 years ago. Uh-huh. We're going to have our 40th anniversary someday.
Oh, yes.
And, in Chinatown.
In having a store here?
And then we don't have a store. Because we have to have $500 before we get a store. And we don't have the $500, so we get to make a booth, a little booth, just like Alvaro Street.
Uh-huh, right.
And then
on the street, Jingling Way?
Yeah. But if anything that write about it, I like to mention a few people that helped me. If you write it down in a book, I like to have you put down Peter Suhu.
Uh-huh, yeah, Peter Suhu.
He passed away. He passed away when he's 45. He didn't see the development of Chinatown at all.
Mm-hmm.
But he helped me to, he encouraged us to put a booth there because we're afraid of the Chinese.
Why were you afraid of?
Because we don't know whether people like us or not. Because we take the business from them.
Other Chinese people.
Uh-huh. We opened the booth.
Mm-hmm.
That's $50 we invested.
Uh-huh.
And then Mrs. Wu, the one from General Lee, Mrs. General Lee.
Uh-huh.
I like to put down those names. If you Mrs. General Lee and Mrs. Kwan of Grand Star, they still my friend, he's 80 something. And there's another person. There's another lady. And Dick Wong gave us the light from here. Before it belongs to Grandview Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put a light down for us to use.
Light?
A light bulb.
Oh.
And also, he charged us 25 cents a day for rental.
Oh,
so if you write down those things, something
to
talk about.
Yeah, it's...
And then after that,
40 years
we get a store.
That was 1937.
Chinatown, built up Chinatown.
Oh.
And they have a carnival. And then we use the old wood to make a stand.
You have a counter? You use what as a stand?
We use the wood from the carnival.
Oh,
they have a carnival, grand opening of Chinatown. At that time it will be around just three store around.
Only three stores?
Uh-huh.
In this place, right?
Uh-huh. In the whole Chinatown, there's only three stores.
But when was this whole plaza built?
Then it gradually, 2 years later, they built up a few of them.
I see.
Built up them all, in fact, 2-3 years. Finished.
After 37?
Uh-huh, after 37.
I see. And you had a booth here in 1937?
Yes.
I see.
Then later on, around 2 years later, I get the store. And that helps from Chiu Yun Company. There's another Su Hu.
Uh-huh.
Mr. and Mrs. Chiu Yun.
Yeah, right.
She rent the store for me.
How do you spell Chiu? C-H-I-U?
C-H-E-W.
Oh.
So he rented for us, and he liked to help us. So that's the person that really helped me. And that's another one that keeps saying that she's going to give me the store and never did. Because she said, well, you have to pay rent, you have to pay telephone, now you don't have to pay anything, it's easy. So we said, well, we have a little wholesale, we get something from China, you ought to give us a store. Every day I said, no. So Mr. and Mrs. Chiu Yun gave us a chance to do business.
They owned the store and they rented to you?
Yes, they rented to me.
Oh,
Then later on, no, not this one. Then Lam Sui Chung too.
Lam Sui Chung.
He still ran it. He passed away, but his son.
Who is he?
That's Lam Sui Chung. He passed away already.
It's a busy
and he ran the store for me. Everybody know him in Chinatown too.
He rented it for you or to you?
To me.
Okay.
Still rented the son rented for us. He gave it to the grandson, the store. So the son rented for us.
Rented to you early in 1930, another store?
That one, no, just that one.
Oh, just this one. I thought you said Chiu Yun rented the store.
Chiu Yun did too, but then later, in later year, we moved to better location. We give it back to Chiu Yun.
Uh-huh.
But he's the first one that trusts us and give us a chance to use the store. That's on the other Jin, on the other street.
Away from Jinling Street?
Jinling.
Or as an across to the...
What's the street? Sanmanwei.
Yeah, Sanmanwei.
Sanmanwei.
Oh, you were over there before.
Yes.
I see. When did you move to the...
Then we moved to this one around 20 years ago.
I see. Okay. Your sister also owns a shop?
My sister used to own a shop in Broadway, the place where Broadway department stores. They're called Tai Chen Company.
Okay.
They sell a lot of beautiful art things.
Where's the Broadway?
That's Broadway department store now stand. Broadway department
downtown.
Store, downtown,
uh-huh. Oh,
that's my sister's store.
Uh-huh. And in 1935, when did she open her store?
She's opened the store before 1935.
Yeah. And then you came down, you helped her for 2 years?
Yes, I helped her over the other store.
And
their
then you
store.
Started your own.
Uh-huh.
I see.
And my husband is doing a lot of things. He's gathered the people. And make the Chamber of Commerce of Chinatown.
Oh.
That's Fong Chin
Kin.
That's Fong Chin Kin. I think I better not give you that Chinese name. The others is when he come from China.
I give you the one he
uses a different name, right?
Yeah.
When he came from China because of the paper.
Yeah.
I see.
Fong Chin Kin.
Fong Chin Kin.
Fong
is his last name.
Uh-huh.
I see.
He Yong Li Ji or Sing Chan?
Oh, Sing Chan. I see. So, he got a man or
not? No, he got a man. So, I was Ida Leung Chin.
Oh.
I'm under the name of Ida Leung Chin.
That's your legal name?
Yes. That's what I use for all my check and my property.
Did your father ever come down to Los Angeles?
No. Could come down once, I think. And my husband died young too, at 55.
Did you go to a Chinese school?
Yes.
Oh.
I go to Chinese school in San Francisco.
Oh.
I can read a Chinese paper.
How many years were you there?
I think I go for 5 years.
Do you go back to San Francisco often?
Yes, we go back and forth before.
I assume most of your friends are Chinese.
Yeah, those are Chinese.
Are they American-born Chinese?
American-born Chinese. Mostly it's a friend from Chinatown.
Uh-huh.
All my friends I make is from Chinatown.
I see. Do you associate with blacks or Chicanos or non-Chinese Asians?
Very few American. Just a few American
Caucasians,
people. Yes.
I see. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit more about this whole place here? It was developed in the
37.
Uh-huh. And Peter Suhu started this.
Yes.
Was one of the.
Yeah.
He was one of the more prominent.
Yes.
Chinese,
he have a statue down there and have his name printed there.
Oh,
I'll show you later.
Oh, okay. And what about the other Chinese that you mentioned?
Huh?
Were they also prominent, famous Chinese besides Peter Hu, Suhu? Who else were?
Those are all merchant, all just merchant of Chinatown. And my husband did organize the Chamber of Commerce.
Right. Which year did he do that?
37, 39, around 40.
Okay.
Then now is a good association.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel that you are more of a Chinese than an American?
Yes, I'm 100% Chinese.
Okay.
I'm too Chinese. I speak better Chinese than English.
I see. Do you think you're typical of most Chinese Americans?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're, in terms of being brought up and your Chinese ways of behaving?
Yes.
You're typical?
Mm-hmm.
When people in your family got sick, do you use herbal medicine?
Use what kind of medicine?
Zhongyao.
I use Zhongyao.
Your kids don't?
No.
How about your parents?
My parents use a little bit the Zhongyao.
But do you prefer Western medicine or Chinese?
Well,
medicine?
Right now I think Western medicine is better, but I do use Chinese Langchen, you know, just plain cold.
Oh, you
then I use the Chinese herb.
I see. How about for recreation? What kind of recreation?
We don't play mahjong. We don't have time. All our lives are in Chinatown. We come here from 10 o'clock to 12 at 1 o'clock at night.
Oh, so
at that time.
7 days a week? Right?
Yes, we don't have time to do anything.
Oh.
7 days a week. But right now I can go to church a little bit.
I see.
I go to Methodist Church. I'm a Presbyterian. But it's near here, so I'll go there.
Do you listen to Chinese music?
I like it. If it's a very good one, I'll go to see it.
Oh,
and
see.
I go to music center and listen to music too.
Okay. That was in the past as well as the present, right?
Oh, present.
Okay.
In the past, there's no time.
Oh, in
because we started with so much money. So little money, we have to work hard.
Mm-hmm. I see.
All the Chinese in here were late. And now they close at 10 o'clock.
Do you feel sorry for being Chinese?
No, I'm proud that I'm a Chinese.
Good. And did you write to your relatives and friends in China?
Yes. Sometime when they can't speak Chinese, well, then I wrote Chinese. But I have to look at the dictionary a lot.
Did you write to them from a long time ago, since you were young, or only recently?
Oh, now. And I always communicate with the people in China, too. I send little money over there.
You send money to your father's relatives?
My father's relative, my mother. Now I still sending for my husband's relatives.
Is that common? Do most people send money back?
I think so.
And did you send it all the way through from 1930s all the way through now, or just recently?
All the way.
Oh, I see. Okay. Did you or others you knew join any associations in Chinatown?
Well, I joined the the Kong Association, that's my association, the Fong's family.
Right.
The Fong's family.
Uh-huh. And what else?
That's all.
How much did you have to pay for dues? Do you remember? Back?
No. Every year we put some cha ji nan. That's $20 a year.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
$20 a year. Are you, since World War II?
Yeah.
I see. It's the same every year?
It's up to you. You can put 10 or 20.
Uh-huh. What sort of activities do they do?
Well, they have one of the Fong's boy, maybe you know them, Dr. Kong's son, brother, they teach English to the members.
Oh, they teach English.
Dr. Elgin Fong.
Mm-hmm. He's a medical doctor?
Owen is a medical doctor, and so is Moon Kwong, their brothers. They're active in the association.
Were you active in the association?
Not much.
But your husband, was he active?
Yes, he's active there.
What else did he do besides starting the Chamber of Commerce, which is different?
Mm-hmm.
But within the family association, what did he do?
Well, he's just a member.
Did he ever take any office, like president, vice president?
President of Chinatown, many times.
Chinatown as a president?
Chinatown Association, the Chamber of Commerce.
Uh-huh, yeah.
President.
But not of the Kwan Family Association?
He's a treasurer one time.
I see. What kind of activities were sponsored by the associations? Your association.
Fong's family?
Yeah.
Not much. Just a place for the old people to gather.
Did you ever raise any funds?
They
raise
funds for school, probably, a scholarship.
Uh-huh. How long has the family association been in existence?
Oh, they're there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
20s?
In the
1920s? I think 50 years ago.
50 years ago. Oh, that's
1930. Uh-huh.
And which were the most important families in Los Angeles?
Los Angeles? I think Lao Guanzhong. Lao Guanzhong Zhou.
Those four families?
Uh-huh. The four family. They're more strong.
Oh, they're larger also,
mm-hmm.
Right?
There are more people. And the Lees is pretty good too. They have good organization. And the Chan is okay too.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, like individual families. Were there any prominent families with lots of well-to-do members or well-learned members, like the Suhu family, everybody knows, right?
Mm-hmm. And the Suhu and the Grand Star, the Kwan family. Who owned the Grand Star, they're popular too. They're here for a long time. Their grandfather here or something.
So most of these were merchants, right?
Yes, the restaurant and merchant.
Mm-hmm. People in business were the more prominent ones.
Mm-hmm.
I see. And as far as individuals were concerned, besides Peter Suhu himself, weren't there some other Chinese who were famous for some reason or another?
Mm-hmm.
Well known to everybody as individuals.
Well, right now, Jack Lee is doing very good.
No, I mean before World War II.
Before World War II, not very many.
No.
Chester Kwan is being active. So is the Grandstaff family.
Mm-hmm. He's a member of the Kwan family. What kind of jobs did most Chinese have at that time?
Restaurant, cook, waiter, not much. There's only one or two lawyer. Right now there's many. And they can't find jobs like right now, you know.
Who?
Anybody. Now they graduate, they can get a good job.
But before they can.
Before they can, and that's why they don't go to college, because they have no chance of getting jobs.
You're talking about before World War II?
Uh-huh.
The Chinese don't go to college?
Uh-huh.
The people who are born here?
Yes.
Because they can't get
the
professional jobs. Even if they're, for instance, if they're trained as a lawyer, would they be able to find a job as a lawyer?
Well, they can open a office of their own.
Oh, okay.
See?
Oh.
Just like being a MD. But still, there's quite a few, just a few MD around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the Chinese professionals, do they tend to serve their own people? For MDs and doctors?
At that time they do Chinese business.
Mm-hmm. And what was an average income before World War II? Considered an average income?
$200
a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And less, some of them are $60 a month.
60?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about average income.
Mm-hmm. Average, let's say, sometimes 200 is pretty good, you know?
Yeah, good
wages.
What about the average person, like a clerk or something like that?
That's around 150.
And how did that compare with expenses? How much did food cost?
Oh, the food is cheaper. They spend only $75 for food.
A month.
Uh-huh.
And how much for rent?
Rent around $50.
Well, that's a lot already. If you only make $150,
yeah, that's all.
$70 for food.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot for food.
Well,
maybe
the food is too much. I don't remember, but a rental is $35 to $50.
Oh, for like a one-bedroom apartment?
Well, then that would be an apartment.
Oh, yeah.
At that time.
Could you rent a house for $50?
Yeah, a house. We pay our house $5,000.
Oh.
And now it's worth some same money.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had to rent the house, how much would it cost you to rent the house back then?
Rent the house, around $35.
And where did you live at that time when you came to China?
I live in the same place, Solano Avenue. It's close by Chinatown.
Solano Avenue?
Solano.
Solano?
Let's
see, is that
yeah, way over there.
Toward the, that Korean area
now? No. It's just over here. And we walked to a few blocks from Chinatown.
Oh,
I walked to work.
Okay. And did most Chinese live together around the area or around China?
Oh yes, now.
Yeah.
Now all Chinese stay.
No,
they're supposed to be Italian before.
No, this neighborhood was Italian.
Italian.
Before.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, why was this place picked to be Chinatown?
I don't know why, but Peter Suhu and a friend think that this is the better spot than any place.
I heard that this used to be a cemetery, a mortuary.
Mm-hmm.
Cemetery, right?
Cemetery.
This whole place was an Italian cemetery.
Yes.
And they don't, the Italians didn't mind having you build over
the cemetery? I think part of it. Not, at that time, not very many people around, even in Italian.
Uh-huh.
So maybe they have a certain section is a cemetery,
uh-huh.
Not the whole thing.
Okay.
Little Joe was here for a long time, 1880 or something.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
1880. Oh, yes. Back in the early 1940s. When did you buy the house, by the way? The house on Solano.
Solano? 39 around, 39.
Back in those days, how many Chinese were there living here in Chinatown?
Not very many.
A couple hundred?
Mm-hmm.
A couple thousand?
Well, couple hundred, maybe 1,000.
I see. Did it go as far as the bunker? Not the bunker.
No,
the
They go as far as two, three blocks from here. That's all.
In 1932, there was still the Union Station.
Yes.
It got torn down, right?
Uh-huh.
And then there was a China City.
Yes.